Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live at the Avon Old Farms Hotel here at the base of Avon Mountain at the intersection of 44 and 10 for the holiday store. We're raising money, obviously, for the Salvation Army, as we've done for 35 years, which is incredible that it started with humble beginnings on a storefront in Hartford and has grown to where, you know, we really expect to raise at least $200,000. And we couldn't do it without people to help us out. And I will tell you, as we welcome in, is it Briganti? Is that the best way to say it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Who is, his family owns the hotel as well as a couple other hotels. We love coming here, by the way.
Well, you guys have been coming here for over 20 years now, and it's our privilege to help out the Salvation Army.
It's just great. And by the way, who does the lobby? Do you know who does the lobby? Because, like, this is so tasteful and lovely. Like, I love white lights, and I don't know if you, but it's really well done.
Well, we built it 40 years ago, this portion of it. Was a guy named Jack Bursack, who's unfortunately passed away, was the architect. And he was the architect and designer, and he's the one that conceptualized.
It's a great space. And, well, first of all, people don't know the history. And again, Joey and I were remarking a piece a couple years ago in the Hartford Current. Your grandfather, right? Your grandparents.
Right.
Were they first generation Americans, or were they?
They were first generation. They emigrated from Italy.
And they came here and they bought a bunch of land.
They did. Actually, they lived across the street. And, it was the mid-50s. And he was going to sell to Shell Oil. And
who was going to sell this?
My grandparents.
Yeah.
And the day of the closing, my grandpa says, I'm not living across the street from a gas station. So the people who own the Old Farms Inn, Bell and Elmer Young, approached them and said, look, if you and your boys, my father and uncle, put up a motel, we'll run it for you. And 25 years later, the lease was up. We're out of college. We took it over, and we expanded it. But that's how we got into the hospitality business.
I love the old days stories of, like, the community says, oh, they say, hey, if you do this, I'll do this. And then we saved it from some, although now we have retail up and down. But, I mean, you know, this is such a good spot. And then you're the next generation that grew the business, right? So now you own this hotel, the Farmington Inn.
Simsbury Inn and the 1820 House.
The 1820 House.
Is right in the center of Simsbury.
That's a nice... Simsbury is nice.
It's
like
a nice town.
Sleeping giant. Was there a thematic approach? Like, you wanted to have these sort of colonial era type feels?
Yeah, it was just the opportunities presented themselves when we were able to purchase them. This one we built, the other ones we all purchased. And...
You know, by the way, we're talking with John Briganti, whose family owns the Avon Old Farms Hotel. One thing I was fascinated by, and you can who stays here?
Monday through Thursday, it is business. On the weekends, it is strictly social. Weddings, private schools. You got Avon Old Farms, Ethel Walker, Miss Porter's.
So parents come in.
Parents come in
for a place to stay.
For, you know, parents' weekend, sports events, and everything else.
And what sort of businesses, like...
The Cigna, Hartford, Travelers.
Oh, they'll come out here?
They'll come out here. The UConn is a very, very good client.
Huh. And is the hotel space more or less competitive for people like that than it was when, you know, 20 years ago when you took over?
Oh, it's more competitive. There's probably 1,800 more hotel rooms now within a 20-mile radius than there was 25 years ago.
Oh, wow. And so the change, because we do, like, in Glastonbury, which is, like, it makes the retail here look like nothing. I mean, they have...
But 20 years ago, that didn't exist.
It was farmland. Yeah. It was complete farmland. Do you worry about the overdevelopment side of things in Avon and Simsbury?
Not really. They're running out of land. I mean, they're probably 95% developed right now.
You know, why is it... And then you said your family spans all across the world. And what... I mean, is it hard to manage a business with family?
No, it's not. They're stockholders, but we have an executive committee from both sides of the family that run all the operations.
That's incredible.
So my son lives in Australia. My cousin Steve, who represents his side of the family, their kids live in Scotland and London.
Oh, wow. So, and did you raise your kids in Avon? My son
grew up in New Hartford. My brother's kids grew up in Avon. My other brother's kids grew up in Simsbury. Steve's kids grew up in D.C. or Washington, Connecticut.
Beautiful, all good spots. I want to ask you, the Salvation Army, it's such an important part of what we do at WTIC. And if people are listening and want to be a part of it and can't come down to the hotel. And like I said, the thing we love, to be honest, is that you let us just do our thing. You know what I mean? Like it feels by the end, by December 24th, I feel like I could sleep on that couch. You know what I mean? It's just like that kind of vibe, and your overnight guy is awesome, and we really appreciate it. But why is it important to you, your family, your business to be involved in something like this?
Well, we've been in the town forever, over 100 years, and we've been very lucky. We've worked hard, but we've been very lucky, luckier probably than most people. So it's an opportunity for us to give back to the community, whether we, you know, give the lobby to the Salvation Army or other different charitable organizations we're involved in. So it's our privilege to do that.
Well, we really appreciate it, and it's always a lot of fun. And if people are maybe inspired by that, or you've just been listening and want me to be quiet about it, you come down to the Avon Old Farms Hotel. If you're going shopping today, just grab a couple of extra gifts and bring them down. You can bring them here anytime you want. We're here this morning. We'll be back again on Tuesday, and then all 4 days leading up to Christmas, we'll be here. The 20th, the 21st. We'll take the day off on the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th. And our goal is to raise over $200,000 for Salvation Army. And this doesn't just fuel their holiday efforts. It's all their programming for the entire year. And if you can't join us in person and you want to give a gift, like I say, whether it's $5 or $5,000, it doesn't matter. Just text WTIC to 31333. Again, it's put WTIC in the message window to the number 31333. And you can follow the prompts. It takes you about a minute and a half. Completely confidential. They're not going to share your information with anybody. I don't know where Riverdale Farms is. It's a shopping center?
It's a shopping center. It's about a mile from here on Route 10, Simsbury Road.
What stores are in there?
We have a brand new restaurant that just opened up about a year ago, Villa Milano, fantastic Italian restaurant. Ooh. My office is there, Avon Plumbing. Two different bakeries, four
have
different
you
restaurants.
Have you eaten at that restaurant, the Italian place? What's the best dish they got? Because I'm a big... My wife's not an Italian fan, and it's like my favorite.
Last time I had food like this, I was in Florence.
God, stop it.
Seriously, it is that good. The people there are fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome. Listen, thanks for the time. We appreciate
Brian,
you and your family.
Always.
And thank you so much. And it's funny, he's the executive. He's got one brother who's got to shovel all the snow. And you can sit there in your cushy office down the road, you know?
No, I'm coming here to fix the heat.
Oh, you are? John Briganti and the Briganti family, again, like they are so gracious with their generosity to let us operate here over the holidays, and we appreciate that.